We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield, this is the EWU Basketball Coaches Show with Shante Leggins and Wendy Schuler. Presented by Barrel House Pub and Pizza. Also brought to you in part by The Swinging Doors, Pepsi, Numerica Credit Union, and by Gus Johnson Ford. Now live from Barrel House Pub and Pizza, here's the voice of the Eagles, Larry Weir.
And welcome here to Barrel House for another edition of the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. As we go on here in this one, we are going to hear from Eagle forward Mason Peatling. Women's basketball coach Wendy Schuler will join us, and Capri Morrow is also scheduled to be here, but we lead off, as always, with men's coach Shante Leggins, coming off a great win against Montana State, 85-81 on Saturday. That makes two wins in a row, coach. First time this year you guys have been able to win consecutive games. Fantastic job by your guys this weekend.
Yeah, it was a really good job. It was team effort. Coaching staff did a great job of getting guys prepared and ready to go. I thought they did a fabulous job, again, like getting guys understanding the game plan, how we're going to defend, and the guys and the team just you know, buying in and trying their best to defend one of the best scorers that's ever played in the Big Sky, which I think they did a solid job in the second half of doing. So, hey, Capri, did a solid job in the second half, and you know, we came out victorious. I thought this was the best offensive performance we've had all year long, with everybody touching the ball and us shooting 58% or 57.8% and shooting the ball well from three. So when they were able to get those things going and moving the ball and getting up the court was amazing.
Last two games have been your highest percentage shooting games all year. So is this a sign of the times? Not that you're necessarily going to improve it every game, but that you're back to being what we're used to seeing, and that's a team right around 50% field goal percentage and 40% from three?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal every year. You want to shoot 50, 40, 80. You know, 50 from two, 40 from three, and 80% plus from the free throw line for your basketball team, for all the players. And so when they're able to get on the court, and they've been practicing together, this 9-day stretch that they gave us during the league was amazing. You know, I'll take it any time, especially with a bunch of guys who are trying to get healthy and trying to get used to playing with each other. And that, I think that really helped us understand, you know, we're starting to understand what's a good shot, what's a great shot. You know, we want to take great shots and we want to get the ball moving around. So when the ball's moving, you're getting open looks, and when the ball's going inside out, and you got scorers like Mason, you got a scorer like Jesse, and then Tyler Kidd's doing a great job creating for other people, and Jacob Davidson is doing his thing going to the basket. Guys are going to get some open looks, and as long as we knock those open looks in, it's going to be very good for us. I think we're going to shoot a great percentage. We have great shooters on this team, and with Ty Gibson and Cody Benzel and Jacob and Jack Perry, there's some guys who can really, really stroke it on the team. And you know, once that inside presence came back with Mason, our shooting percentage has skyrocketed. So, you know, it has a lot to do with Mason, but it also has a lot to do with guys starting to understand their roles and having good leadership from Mason and the rest of the guys.
Understanding roles and having a rotation, that is something that you guys, I think, are slowly getting to now, being as how you've finally been healthy now for a couple of weeks.
Exactly. It takes time because you're playing people out of position sometimes that aren't used to playing in certain spots. And when you get guys that are understanding, you know, this is my role in the team, this is going to be exactly what we're trying to accomplish out there is pretty good. And so when they understand that, when they're moving the ball, like I said, and there's just understand a hierarchy of who's taking which shot and how they're going to take it. And you know, they're getting the feeling, they're getting the understanding of that. And being healthy is big because you can't practice early in the season like we're doing things today or last week that we wanted to be getting done in October. And you know, we wanted to be getting done throughout this whole preseason. And so now it's happening towards the end of January, but it's still happening. So that's a good sign for us. So you know, if we could learn on the fly like we've been doing and getting better, you know, I want to peak right when we're supposed to peak. And if we're playing our best basketball, you know, late February, March, I mean, that's what you want to be doing. And so the team's getting better. They're starting to believe. You know, we had a little bit of a scare today. Somebody go down, but they pop back up. And, we're just pushing forward to the next day.
So were these games against Montana and Montana State must-win games, knowing that where you want to be playing your best basketball is in late February, early March? So were these must-win games that you just won?
Well, yeah. I think every game is a must-win. But when you go into that game 1-3 against Montana, you know, and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. We finally got a healthy team going against Northern Colorado, and they beat us. And then, you know, you're saying, hey, well, we got everybody back, and we've got to start playing the right way, and you got to start pushing the ball the right way. And so that game against Montana was huge. And then to come back and validate it against Montana State, letting the guys know that, hey, if you play well, this is how you can play. And so, you know, going on the road where we haven't won all season is going to be huge for us. And so we got to go out there and play with crazy confidence. But you got to play with the same energy you played with at home. And if you can do that on the road, I think we got a really good ball club.
Obviously, there's still competition going on in practice. But do you feel like you've kind of landed on your rotation, how you want, as long as you can stay healthy, how you want to play guys and where you want to play them and who comes in off the bench and who starts and who you have out on the floor at the end of games?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's coming to that slowly. You know, we're starting to get a good set rotation where guys are starting to understand this is when they're going to go in so they can prepare themselves. Now, we keep stats every day in practice. We want to make sure and see who's playing well, you know, and there's a lot of data that goes into sometimes a different guy playing that week, you know. And so if it's between the 7, 8, 9, 10th guy, it's pretty close. And so, you know, it just depends sometimes who we're playing, you know, how we're going to play this team and, you know, who's playing well in practice. And you got to keep performing in practice if you want to play in the games. And so we compete every day. There's live action that we record and we keep stats of. And guys are starting to understand, hey, you know, I'm shooting 48%. I'm shooting from three. I'm going to play. I have an opportunity. So it keeps practice live. It keeps practice energetic. It keeps it fresh. I thought today was one of our best practices of the year. Guys got after each other. You know, we had three teams of five guys on each team with a sub. And so when you're allowed to do that and you're allowed to play against each other and you're playing hard and you're trying to win, but at the same time you're making your teammates get better, I mean, that's what's going to take for us to get to this next level. And you know, without any injuries or anything like that, I really like this basketball club moving forward.
Practice started into September, so let's see, October, November, December. You're 3.5 months, roughly, a little more than that, into the season, almost four. So how many times you've been able to have three full teams, your first team, your second team, and your scout team on the floor?
I think the first time was our game before. I think the day before we went out and played Northern Colorado. And I think that was the first day we had everybody 100% healthy because Jack had his concussion. and you know you get it bumped and bruised. Austin was, you know, he got his knee drained, and so as we start to get going and start moving, I just think, you know, when you have a good scout team and you can practice well, that's how you're going to get better throughout the season. And the guys are getting better, and they're starting to believe in one another. You can see the team camaraderie just come because they're actually seeing their hard work. You know, they're seeing their hard work get in the win column. And so when you see that, again, it gives the guys immense confidence, and they're playing for each other. So it's a lot of fun to watch.
Having confidence, it was hard to get that in the non-league season because you weren't healthy, but also because you had the eighth toughest schedule of any team in the country, according to the Sagarin ratings.
Yeah.
By the time your non-conference season ended and conference play was ready to start on the 29th of December, that's where Sagarin rated you, the ninth toughest or eighth toughest schedule in the country. So having those two wins, I would think you've got a team now. You've had 2 weeks since your last loss. You're going to have a confident ball club going into Portland on Thursday.
We're going to, and the leadership is great right now. You know, Mason's doing a great job of rallying the guys together. Jesse's doing a terrific job of being positive. And so when you get in that kind of leadership and guys are starting to understand what's wanted from them as players, and also what's wanted from them as teammates. You know, these guys are, you know, Mason and Jesse are being very demanding on these guys, and they're starting to understand, hey, we're all in it for each other, and they're playing like that. And so confidence is huge. And with anything you do, if you're confident in anything you do, you're going to do it much better. And you know, being confident going into some of these games after some of the losses we took earlier is hard. But as the coaching staff, I think the assistant coaches did an amazing job of keeping guys together, staying on them to keep working on their game, watching film, breaking down film, keeping me calm, not letting me lose my mind. I think they did an amazing job of keeping guys together. They're still doing it. And so they you can see them. They come to work every day with no worries. They come to work trying to get better every day, and I think the team's feeding off that. And you know, as we keep pushing forward, you know, if we can keep doing the things we're supposed to do, we have a really good team, and I like our chances in the Big Sky.
So you've checked off the box of consecutive wins. Now you're looking to check the box of a road win. You guys have not yet gotten a win on the road, so what do you need to do on Thursday to get that box checked against Portland State?
Well, Portland State's the number 2 team in the country, all right, in the whole country in offensive rebounds. So we got to make sure we're blocking out and doing a good job of rebounding the basketball. And then they love to press. And so if we can not turn the ball over, if we could be strong and smart with the ball and make the right passes and the right reads, I think it should be a good game for us, you know, because I think we have the shooters and I think we have the ball handlers to handle it. But we also got to, when we get a stop defensively, get the rebound, because they do such a good job of getting their team extra possessions. It keeps them in games. And no matter what the score is, last year we were up 20. It turned into an 8-point game, 6-point game. They're always in the game by the way they play. They're a turnover and a three and a turnover away from turning the tide and getting momentum back on their side. So, you know, we got to be smart with how we're going to punish the press, but we also got to be smart with the shots we take. We got to take great shots, and we got to, you know, not turn the ball over. And if we do those things, I think the outcome will come out good for us, because I think we have a ball club that you know, we have different guys who can handle the ball. Mason's a good passer, and Jesse's a player that can handle the ball, and Luca and all these guys, Tyler Kidd, they could all dribble. And so it's going to be hard for them to really press us. And now if we get lackadaisical and we're not throwing and meeting the ball and we're not playing the way we've been playing the last couple of days, it could be a long game for us just because of the way they play. And they can give us some problems with their pressure.
They want to create chaos, and that's tough for you to prepare for.
It is. And so, you know, we have the black squad that we went against today. We're going to add a couple players onto that and play 7-on-5 just so they get an understanding of what it's going to feel like in the game. And I thought last year, you know, we had the first game here, we had 20 turnovers, but none of them were against the press. It was all in half court when we were trying to go too fast. We broke their press, and then we got in the half court and really turned it over. And then we went to their place, and we didn't play great there. And then we played them in the tournament, and we played them pretty well, and we handled them, you know, I think accordingly with how we shot it and didn't turn the ball over in transition, or we didn't turn the ball over in their press. And so we did a good job there. And so when you're able to do those things against a team like that, it could frustrate them into, you know, playing a different style than they want to play.
Then on Saturday, you get to go play a team that is almost 180-degree different. Difference from Portland State and Sacramento State that's going to be in the half court, and they want to slow it down and be very methodical.
Yeah, that's how they play. Coach Katz has been like that for a long time, and they do a lot of different things defensively too. They like to junk it up, as coaches would say. They like to go boxing ones. They want to deny somebody the ball. They want to go zone. They want to go full court press. They play a lot of different defenses. And so if we could understand what they're trying to run, and we just stick to what we're trying to do, we could pretty much almost get anything we want offensively if we're doing the right things. If we're moving the ball, if we're getting the ball inside, and we always want to get the ball inside. We want the ball to get into the paint, and then we want to be able from the paint kick it out to our shooters. And that's been the cause for our success lately, is the ball's been touching the paint some way or another, and then they get those kickouts and they're making threes from there. It's not coming down, creating, and shooting a bad shot. And so since the ball's been touching inside and guys been penetrating, they've been doing a good job of finding shooters, and that's why our percentage has gone up.
All right, this has nothing to do with your basketball team, but I got a phone call yesterday, and I don't even know if you're going to want to talk about this, but got a phone call yesterday from somebody I hadn't talked to for a while. They said, man, Coach Leggins looks great. He's just lost all this weight and so forth. So are you back? Are you close to your playing weight?
I'm about 8 pounds off. Tatiana, my wife, who used to be here, who used to go to school here, she's been on me since last July, since the season was over last year, to get healthier. And so the coaching staff has done a great job of also, you know, getting in the gym, working out. And it's just something, you know, a healthy lifestyle that Tatiana's had me on for the last year, and I've just taken it over. And she's done a great job with feeding me right, you know, no bad food. And whenever I have any piece of chocolate, she kills me for it. So I just got to be careful with how – I sneak chocolate late at night when she's sleeping, so – I hope she's not listening.
it's a total lifestyle change, though, right? I mean, you're not eating anything that's you know, are you?
Yeah, no, it is. I like a lot of fried food. You know, I love chips. I haven't had a Dorito in about a year now. So it's kind of heartbreaking because, you know, chips are my favorite. You know, and so when you don't get to eat your favorite food, you get grouchy. But I've had a lot more energy to play with the kiddos. And I'm starting to get back with the staff and start to play one-on-ones again and shoot the ball a little bit. But it's really been fun running around with Zola and Mac. It really makes me running around being able to chase them is a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Coach, thanks for the time as always. We'll see you on Thursday in Portland.
Thank you, and go Eagles.
That's head coach Shante Leggins. When we come back, forward Mason Peatling joins us on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. We're live at Barrel House Pub and Pizza in Cheney on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Barrel House Pub and Pizza, located in downtown Cheney, is your family destination for pizza, calzones, beer, and spirits. Come watch the game on our 100-inch TV. Enjoy a 34-ounce barrel mug of one of our 16 delicious beers on tap. Sample a wide selection of whiskeys and other spirits from our full bar. Come on down for Trivia Tuesdays for prizes and giveaways. Barrel House Pub and Pizza, 122 College Avenue in Cheney, or visit and order online at barrelhousepubandpizza.com.
I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community. We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
All right, we got a brand new wheat sub here. One grain bread. Do I hear any takers? One grain bread. All right, what about two? Two grain bread. Let me get a taker for two grain. What about you, Jimmy John's? It's a firm head shake. No from Jimmy John's. How about three? Three grain sub bread. Three is not enough. How about four? Four grain. Who wouldn't want four grains? Jimmy John's, still a no. Let's go five, five, six, seven, eight. Want to make it rain? Eight grain, Jimmy John's, still a no. All right, what about nine? Nine grain wheat bread?
Wheat, yeah, we'll take it.
That's Jimmy John's new nine grain wheat sub. It's going once, going twice. So
try our new nine grain wheat sub. Jimmy John's, wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back. Barrel House Pub and Pizza in Cheney, Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. We'll be back here again next Monday with another edition of the program. This week, Eagle men on the road. They will play at Portland State on Thursday, at Sacramento State on Saturday. Game times for both games at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with the pregame show here along the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield. Forward Mason Peatling joins us now. How good is it to be back and be playing and doing what you like to do instead of sitting there with a boot on your foot and having to watch?
It's much better, much better. It's a long process getting back, but it's a pleasure to be back. Can't complain at all.
How hard was it the first month and a half of the season, watching what was going on, seeing the team struggle and knowing that you couldn't be out there to help?
So the first 4 to 6 weeks was just watching them practice. And if I didn't think that was hard enough, then the game started and it became 10 times worse. And especially the record wasn't how we would have liked it. The schedule was pretty tough. A lot of guys are playing out of position. That didn't make it any easier at all. And I took it day by day, and you know, and I knew that if I took it every day as best I could, then the weeks would come shorter and I'd be back and I'd be playing like I wanted to when I first came back. So I'm glad that it's all behind me.
As an Australian, you don't get to see all the American college arenas maybe that you would if you were over here in the States. So did any of those games, was it particularly painful because you wanted to play in that particular arena?
No, I don't care about the arenas, really. I just care about the teams. And I wanted to play UW again because we lost to them last year. And I really wanted to play against Seattle U because they obviously used to play for the head coach. So I wanted to play for those teams. I love playing the in-state teams too because there's a little bit of, if we can beat you on your home deck and we're from Eastern Washington, there's a little bit of bragging rights there. But I don't give anything about the arenas, mate.
Mason Peatling, Eagle forward, joins us here on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. Now that you've come back, this team appears to be taking step forward. Not only you, but Jack Perry is back to full health again. Luka Vulicic is back. Yeah, all the guys that have missed time except for Stephen Bayo are back again in uniforms. So you guys feel like you're starting to really come together as a team and get to that point that we all thought you guys would be at when we came into the season?
Absolutely. I think every year I've been here, especially in the non-conference, we generally have one or two performances where we might not quite get the result, but we're really happy after the game because we know we're that close. We're really close to putting it together. And I think we had a loss at Northern Colorado, and it was the first loss all year that I think everyone looked each other in the eye and were like, hey, I think we're going to be okay. We're going to really sort it out. And then we came out and put a really good performance in against Montana and then backed it up a couple of days ago against Montana State. And so I think as the season goes on, you'll see a lot more improvement. But hopefully we're going to figure it out on the fly and get as many wins as possible.
You and Jesse playing together, how does that – does it make things easier for you, for him, for both of you? What's the dynamic?
It's great. It's great. My freshman year, his sophomore year, we were playing behind Bogdan Bliznuk and Jake Wiley. And so we weren't going to play together a lot. And I remember on Jake's senior day, he played something like 39 minutes and 20 seconds, and they told us, oh, don't worry, Jesse and Mason have plenty of time to play games together. And last year with health, we couldn't get on at the same time. But now that we're both back and he's healthy with his foot and I'm healthy with my foot, it seems like those topics of discussion we had a couple of years ago finally sort of come to fruition, where now we're playing together and we're taking care of each other on the offensive side and on the defensive side. I think you can see it pretty obviously.
You've got two completely different opponents coming up this weekend. You got a Portland State team that just wants to run and gun and press and trap, and they don't care if they get up a layup, if they can get a three-point shot in return. So how difficult is it to play that type of a team first?
Well, Portland State, they've always given us a challenge every year. That game style is really tough to play against for 40 minutes as well. But, you know, you've just got to give them credit and prepare the right way. And if you prepare the right way within practice for a couple of days, and what I respect the scouting that the coaches have put in, I think we'll come out and show what we're made of. You know, Sac State and Portland State, that's a really difficult trip because, as you said, they're two completely different teams. But as long as you prepare the right way and practice the right way, and, you know, every game is going to be against a different team. So you've just got to be prepared for these types of situations. And as much as it comes down to the preparation the couple of days before, we've put in preparation for situations like this for months. You know, we've played against pressing teams already. We've played against half-court teams already. So you'd hope that we're pretty prepared for it already.
Mason Peatling here joining us. You are, I think, the only married guy on the team.
I think so, too.
So so how does that, you know, as far as team bonding, does your wife, Laura, get to host the team? What's going on?
I try to hang out with the guys as much as possible, but I also try to hang out with my wife as much as possible, too. You know, she's given a lot to me to be here with me, and I'm really grateful for it. I spend as much time with her as possible away from the game because I see the guys all the time, 24/7 anyway. But, you know, there's plenty of functions like tonight. She's here sitting with the coaches and having a good time. So I wouldn't say we've had all the guys over for a cookover because I cannot financially afford that. But if I could, we probably would. But, you know, maybe she would want to cook for 18 guys that eat the size of 80 people. So we make the best, and they all love her, and she all loves the guys. So it's really good.
Has that helped your transition to the U.S., being as how you've got somebody at
100%,
home?
100%. It's been great. You know, I was sort of nervous coming to college because I didn't want to get caught up in shenanigans that I really don't want to be a part of. So having her with me, I haven't had to feel that in any way whatsoever. I've been able to focus on my studies. I've been able to focus on my basketball. And I've been able to focus on her. And she's been able to focus on me and everything else that we're doing whilst we're in America. And so I cannot complain at all.
So I saw something on social media, and I can't remember what day it was, but it was one day last week. It says, please call your mum. So did you call your mum?
Yeah. Put it behind me. Got it done.
You know, you are an exceptionally bright guy. So what are you majoring in? When are you graduating? What do you want to do after you graduate, et cetera?
So at the moment, I'm majoring in finance. I'll graduate the end of my junior year, and I'll stay on next year for my senior year and also try to get my master's in business administration. So, like, job-wise, I have no idea what I really want to do. I just wanted to get the best degree that suited my skill set, and I'm trying to build skills under those topics. And then potentially, you know, once I finish playing up hoops at Eastern, maybe there'll be an option for me back home. There'll be job opportunities back home. It's sort of going to have to be feel it out in the moment and make the best of it. I'm hoping that all the hard work I've put in here will translate to plenty of opportunities down the road when I get home.
Finance is probably not a bad thing for an athlete to have a major in or a minor in or at least some classes in, because as you play professionally, as you're going to have an opportunity in all likelihood to do, and you start making money, it's good to know what to do with that money, right?
Exactly. You know, money makes the world go around, and so why not have a major in it? I've really enjoyed the professors and all the classes that I've had at Eastern. That's been a great experience for me, and I think, you know, I didn't want to do anything too scientific and then go home and have like a continuity problem with like translation. Even though we're both English-speaking countries, the standardizations can sometimes be challenging. So I figured finance and then get my master's at the end of my whole basketball career will totally get rid of that whole contingency plan, and I'll be totally set.
What did you want to improve on from last year coming into this year?
First of all, it was health. It took me too long, but we figured that one out. And just every aspect of your game, like if you just put the most work you can in on everything, some improvements you'll see in the short term, some you'll see in the long term. I think that my shooting's improved this year, particularly because I don't have a wrist injury, so that's been really good. I think my athletic ability just to be able to hold my own with my size has improved, but at the same time, my foot injury has made it difficult to move, so you know, you give and you take. So I just try my best at every part of my game, and some of the improvements you'll see. And others you'll see next year. That's just how it is.
11 games left in the regular season. You guys are finally looking like you're moving forward, and you've got to be excited about what lies ahead over the next few weeks.
I think we're going to be I think we put the pieces together. We've got the orange. We're trying to squeeze all the juice out of it that we can, and we've got a great bunch of guys who work really hard. Whether we lose, whether we win, we show up the same energy and intensity to practice the next day, and everyone just wants the team to be successful, and you can see with all the videos that whenever someone makes a huge play on the floor, there's three guys going crazy for them on the sideline. So it's a great group to be a part of, and I think it's going to hold us in really good stead come Boise this year.
Absolutely. Mason, thanks for the time. Congratulations on getting back out there. It's great to see you, and best of luck rest of the way.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
Mason Peatling here with us. When we come back, it'll be women's coach Wendy Schuler joining us on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Washington Roots, not-for-profit, dedicated to community. That's us. MultiCare. MultiCare Valley Hospital is now certified by the Joint Commission as the first advanced joint restoration center for total hip and knee replacements in Washington. With shorter hospital stays, our patient satisfaction scores are 18% higher than the national average. From the routine to the advanced, our dedicated staff is here for you. Learn more at multicare.org/valleyjointrestoration. College basketball fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code BASKETBALL.
$196,000 New Year New Rides giveaway is going on now at Northern Quest. We're ringing in 2019 with a Nissan Titan, Nissan Rogue, a Polaris ATV, and Polaris snowmobile up for grabs all month long. All you have to do is get here. The New Year New Rides giveaway. Get one free entry daily and play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
Growing up, we get lots of talks. The birds and the bees talk.
Where do babies come from?
Well, when two people really love each other. And the substance talk.
If they're pressuring you, then they're not your friend.
But when do we get the money talk?
Say it with me.
Compound interest.
At Numerica, we think it's about time we had the money talk. Visit numericacu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Pape Machinery, Agriculture, and Turf is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. With 19 convenient Pape Machinery locations throughout the West, you're never too far from the high-quality equipment and attachments you need for maximum uptime. Backed by consistent, quality customer service, we're with you every step of the way. To learn more about our current specials, visit us in-store or online at papemachinery.com.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Eagle women return home this weekend. In fact, they will be on Thursday with their Kids Day game taking on Portland State. That'll be an 11 o'clock in the morning start on Thursday. So come spend your lunch with the Eagles and about 4,000 screaming kids. For Kids Day, as Eastern takes on Portland State Thursday. Then Saturday, Sacramento State comes to town for a 2 o'clock game. Head women's coach Wendy Schuler joins us now. Sweep of Montana and Montana State. It's not on the same weekend. You've had great success, especially over the last 7 or 8 years. How many times have you swept the Montana road trip?
That's a good question. I don't know. We've got a sports information guy here in the house. Maybe he could find that out for me. I'm not sure, but... You know, I told our seniors after the game, I said, this is rare. You know, this is a hard thing to do. And to be able to do that as a senior, you're never going to forget that you swept the Montanas in your last trip.
What was the Montana State? It was you guys were down. You'd only scored, what, 40, 41 points through three quarters of play, and then you have just an explosion in the fourth quarter. You score 33 points. You come from behind, tie the game, send it to overtime. So what was that fourth quarter like?
It was fun. It was fun. You know, in the third quarter, I thought we were getting really good shots. We were running a lot of different stuff, and, you know, I turned to my assistants, and I said, I don't know what else to do. We're getting great shots. We just got to knock shots down. And so going into the fourth quarter, we sat down. I think we were down 14. And, you know, we have just been through so much that it just doesn't bother this team. We just keep playing and keep plugging away. And, you know, so I went into the huddle. You know, Bryce said, you know, don't chew them out. Don't chew them out. You know, we're not playing bad. And so we went into that huddle and talked about, you know, all the good things we'd been doing. And said, let's just keep rolling. And I didn't expect us to score 33 points in the quarter, but, you know, the team just really, you know, they worked hard defensively, but more than anything offensively, just played really loose and with a lot of confidence, took good shots, ran our stuff really well, and came up clutch. It was pretty special. It was a pretty special performance.
We're going to talk to Capri Morrow in just a little bit, but she had 37 points in that ball game. So when you have somebody hot like that, does that change how you call a game, call plays from the sidelines? Do you keep running plays for her maybe more than you would normally just because she had the hot hand?
You know, I that probably is where I'm a little bit different as a coach. I mean, you know, even like last year, Delaney, you know, would have games where she would get really hot like that as well. And I'm a big believer in being able to score in your system. And, you know, if we can take advantage of mismatches and things like that, then we definitely will. But for the most part, we were just running our stuff. And after the game, my assistant coach said, Capri had 37. I said, no, she didn't. There's no way. And we look, wow. I mean, if there's such thing as a quiet 37, it was, because it was just in spurts. You know, in the first quarter, she kept us in the game. We weren't making shots. And she's knocking down threes and getting to the rim and doing all kinds of things. But we were turning it over a little bit in the first half, trying to make things happen in spaces that there was nothing to happen. And we corrected that. I think we ran a little bit of different stuff in the second half offensively that gave us a little bit better spacing. And the players did a great job, took advantage of it. And, you know, I mean, you just couldn't script the end of that game better. You really couldn't. The clutch shots, Capri hit, Allie hit, it was pretty fun.
Your seniors, Capri, Allie, they both had career highs in the game. So did the seniors kind of will you to that win?
I think they did. I think they did. I mean, they just kept believing and they kept fighting. And it was, yeah, that was pretty special to see. Even, you know, I mean, Amira, you don't see on the stat sheet the same kind of gaudy numbers, but Amira Chandler was fighting like I hadn't seen her fight in a long time in terms of just in the post and defensively. We did a really good job defending their post players. I know in the end we gave up a lot of points, but they had really been going inside on people a lot. And, you know, and our posts did a good job of defending inside. I thought we defended the pick and roll well. And defending pick and roll basketball is about post players and what they can do for you. And ours did a really nice job.
Well, you know, sometimes you look at a score and it's 89-87, you might say, well, there wasn't a whole lot of defense in that game. But you said here in this program last week that you and Montana State were both teams that want to get up and down the floor. You want games in the 70s or in the 80s, and you played five extra minutes. So you basically both played the way you wanted to play so you can have good defense in a fast-paced game, even though you have a high score, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, it wasn't like a high foul total game. There was a lot of flow to it. You know, for some reason, Montana State and us, we just seem to match well in terms of our styles of play. And I think it's a fun basketball game. I really do. And I think anybody, you know, I know Montana State wasn't very happy. Their fans weren't very happy after the game. But they got to see a really good women's basketball game. And it was, you know, even afterwards I told their coach, I said, you know, win or lose, I was going to tell you afterwards, this was a heck of a game, because it really was. It was fun.
Now you are through the real, I mean, you still have, there isn't an easy part of the schedule, but five out of your first six games were on the road. That means nine out of your last 14 are at home. And after you get done with this week and next week, when we really turn the calendar full into February, you'll have seven of your last 10 at home. So that's going to make you excited that you're 3-3 through probably the toughest part of your schedule, and you have all these home games on the back end here.
Yeah, you know, that we were just talking about that the other day, and how it's kind of hard to imagine based on what this year has looked like for us. I mean, we just have not been home a lot, and so, yeah, that's we've kind of paid the price. And, you know, we thought if we could be 3-3 or 4-2 at this point, and, you know, we're that close to being 4-2, that we would be in a pretty good place getting into, you know, the middle part of conference play and knowing we're home a lot. Hopefully we can play well at home. We can't kind of forgot what it's like to play at Reese Court very often because we're so used to playing on the road, and, you know, nothing bugs us. And Montana State was a great environment the other day. They had, you know, 2,500 people there, and it was loud, and it was rocking, and it was a lot of fun. So hopefully we can get that same kind of thing going. I know we will on Thursday. But you know, this team plays hard. We've got great seniors, and I do hope our fans will come out and watch us play, because other teams in the Big Sky are getting represented. You know, we've played in front of 2,000 or 3,000 people at a couple of different venues, and it would be nice to, you know, to be able to do the same at our place.
You know, this is an outstanding basketball team to be able to come and watch, and you've built a great program here. And I'm hope I'm getting the numbers right, but you can feel free to correct me if I'm off a little bit. The only team in the Big Sky Conference to have 12 conference wins over the last 7 years, and the only conference team to have 8 or 10 conference wins or more in the last 8 years. So you're doing things that nobody else is consistently doing in the Big Sky. That deserves recognition, number one. It deserves fan support, number two. And, you know, you've got a fun team to watch, number three, which the people in Bozeman got to see on Saturday.
Exactly. I appreciate that. You know, I think that the biggest thing with our program has just been consistency. We really try to put together a team that can compete against everybody in the Big Sky, whether it's a big, strong, post-up kind of team, whether it's an up-and-down kind of a game that we're going to see. We just try and put together a team that can play against everybody. And so I think that's been a big part of our success. The other piece is, you know, maybe we're not winning 25 games, but we're not playing a cupcake non-conference schedule. In fact, I was looking at our non-conference teams and what they're doing, and it's unbelievable. The Oregon State, Boise State, Gonzaga,
BYU.
Fresno State, BYU, Beach G. I mean, you can go on and on, and we played a gauntlet of a non-conference schedule, and we played a lot on the road, and I think it's paying off right now, and it was hard at the time, and that's why I love this team, is that they just kept playing, and they didn't doubt what we were doing. Who knows what they were hearing behind the scenes, but they kept coming every day and getting better and getting better, and this is the time of year. We're here for this 20 games of Big Sky play, and I think that our team is getting there, and, you know, we're still not 100% healthy, and hopefully we can get there in the next few weeks. And we're relying on young players to give us solid minutes as well. But, I'm excited about our team, and I think that, you know, hopefully being back at home is a good thing for us. And it's a good thing if we have great fan support, if we have students that come out, if we have great boosters and people from Spokane come out and watch us play. It's a great ticket, and, you know, it's really important. And we've got four seniors that are playing their tails off and have really been invested in this program and deserve to be, you know, paid attention to.
So you talked about the game on Thursday, that the attendance is not going to be a problem on Thursday.
Not at all.
You're going to have almost 4,000, right around 4,000 kids for Kids Day there, plus anybody else who wants to show up, and I hope a lot of people do, to get that number up closer to 5,000. That'd be a fantastic environment to play in. So getting used to playing at home, that's going to be eased a little bit on Thursday, just because you have all these people there. That's going to have everybody wound up ready to play.
there will not be a lack of energy in the building on Thursday. It will be a lot of fun. I have to give just a thank you and a shout out to our admissions department, because they do a great job reaching out to all these local schools and getting them involved. And this Kids Day has just grown. You know, it was something small when we started it, and every year it gets bigger and bigger. And they're taking the tarp off the upper level, and we're filling that place on Thursday. Kyle Hoob and his marketing team have paired with the admissions department to create a really fun educational experience. I love the Kids Day. I think it's so cool to bring these kids out who maybe never get to a women's basketball game. You know, I think about, you know, these 10, 11-year-old girls who never even dream that they can do what they're about to see. And I hope it inspires. If it inspires one of them, it's totally worth it. And I like the fact that these little boys get to see, wow, look at what these girls can do. This is pretty impressive. So it's a fun day, and it's really near and dear to my heart.
All right, so what are you going to be facing on the floor from Portland State? What do they do? Their men's team is hectic, up and down, chaotic. What's their women's team play like?
Well, it's funny. You were talking to Shantae about it, and our week is the polar opposite of their week. Portland State is really big, really, really big. They've got several transfers from Pac-12 and really high-level institutions. They like to play a 2-3 zone, and their thing is, we'll outscore you. We're going to play a 2-3 zone. Good luck scoring against our length. We're going to control the pace, and we're going to score against you. Sac State is like the Portland State men. Chaotic, hectic, crazy. You know, I always compare it to the old Loyola Marymount teams back in the day that you and I remember. Some of our listeners might not have a clue what I'm talking about, but the Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble days, that's what Sac State plays like. So it's going to be, I told the team today in practice, I said, today, this is the different kind of week. We're going to see different things. It's not going to be what I would call normal basketball. It's going to be, a little bit unconventional. But it's just, the two teams are just exactly the opposite. So in the end, we're gonna face the same thing. And you know, Coach Legs and I are kind of on the same wavelength in terms of when we're winning, they're winning, and vice versa, and it's good. And that's the plan throughout the year.
Coach, thanks for the time. Congratulations on the great wins in Montana, and good luck this week.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Wendy Schuler here, Eagle women's basketball coach. When we come back, player Capri Morrow joins us on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to major centers throughout the West, with 60 daily departures provided by 6 major airlines. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to SpokaneAirports.net. The Spokane International Airport provides complimentary Wi-Fi internet, plus 11 food outlets and 7 retail stores. Parking options range from a wait-free cell phone lot and hourly parking for short visits to numerous surface lots and covered garage parking for longer stays.
Experience the difference at Subaru of Spokane, proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. Your adventure starts at Subaru of Spokane, right in downtown Spokane, with our huge selection of new Subarus all out of the weather in our indoor showroom. Shop Subaru of Spokane's great selection of new Subarus, including all-new 2019 8-passenger Ascent, our best-selling Outbacks, Foresters, Imprezas, Crosstrek, and Legacy. Go to SubaruSpokane.com and search for new and certified pre-owned Subarus. Schedule a test drive and more. Come experience the difference at Subaru of Spokane.
At your neighborhood Yokes, fresh is about more than providing nature's best products at a fair price. It's a commitment to sourcing high-quality foods from area farms and making them available to you at the peak of perfection. It's a promise to respect our environment by finding innovative ways to offer a greener shopping experience. And it's remaining a locally focused, 100% employee-owned store, so you always know where your food and your grocer comes from. Yokes Fresh Market. Not just fresh, fresh forward.
Barrel House Pub and Pizza, located in downtown Cheney, is your family destination for pizza, calzones, beer, and spirits. Come watch the game on our 100-inch TV. Enjoy a 34-ounce barrel mug of one of our 16 delicious beers on tap. Sample a wide selection of whiskeys and other spirits from our full bar. Come on down for Trivia Tuesdays for prizes and giveaways. Barrel House Pub and Pizza, 122 College Avenue in Cheney, or visit and order online at barrelhousepubandpizza.com.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
Women against Portland State, Thursday morning at 11 on the Kids' Day game, and then Saturday afternoon at 2. And by the way, this was the first road sweep in Montana since the 2011-12 season. Eagles hadn't won in Bozeman since 2013, just their sixth win overall in Missoula. And the 33 points in the fourth quarter, the most in a single quarter since the women switched to quarters. So great win for the Eagles last Saturday. Capri Morrow, career high 37 in that ball game, joins us now, senior. You've had a couple of pretty good weeks personally, going over the 1,000-point mark against Montana a couple of weeks ago, and then last week having the career high in the win over Montana State. But I know you're happy that both of those occurrences came in victories.
Yes, I am, yeah.
The Eagles haven't won on the road in Montana. Haven't swept that trip since you became an Eagle. So how important was that, and how much fun was it for you guys to get that win?
It was so fun. It was just exciting. I like playing in Montana because there's so many people there. Even though they're not cheering for us, it's still fun to play there and win.
And so when you come to a game like you're going to have on Thursday at home, where you're going to have 4,000 to 5,000 people in the building and they're going to be cheering for you, you're not going to have a problem getting up for this game.
Oh, no. I'm excited. The kids' game is my favorite game of the whole season. Every year it's my favorite.
All right, so you had the 37 against Montana State. So obviously you were feeling pretty good out there on the floor. So what does a game feel like when you're having success like that offensively and you probably believe everything you shoot is going to go in?
You know, I try and think that every shot I take, it's going to go in. Even if it doesn't, if I'm off, if I'm on, I still think every shot's going to go in. And what day did we play?
Saturday.
You know, I put my head up and shot it, and it was going in.
Did you have any idea how many points you had at the end of the game?
I didn't know going into overtime I had 32 points. I looked up. I had to do a triple take because I was surprised I had 32 points.
Is that the most you've ever scored in a game, even
yes.
In high school?
Yes.
You're coming. I asked Coach Shuler this, so I'll ask you, because it seemed to me, because Allie had a career night too, Amira had some big plays for you. Did the seniors kind of will this team to a win against Montana State? Because you guys were down 15, I think, in the third quarter and down 14 going into the fourth.
Yeah, our seniors, we made big shots. Big-time players make big-time shots, and we're our big-time players, so we have to lead our team to a victory.
The clock is ticking here. You're a senior.
Yes.
So, each game goes by and another one goes off the list that you have in your career. What is it? Does it feel like it just started for you?
It does. I was just talking to my other teammate. We were here 4 years ago. We had just started, and now we're going out. We're on our way out. It's crazy how fast time flies.
So what was the goal for you coming into this season, knowing to be your last here in Cheney?
To have fun. That's my main thing. I want to have fun. I want to be happy my last time with my teammates. That's my main thing, my team. I've been around them for 4 years. I love these girls. I just wanted to have fun with them.
You guys have had a challenging schedule this year because Coach Shuler just talked about all the teams you played in the non-conference schedule, plus five out of your first six were on the road this year in conference play. So it's difficult, but you get nine out of the last games coming up at home. So how nice is it going to be to get reacquainted with the home court?
I love playing on Reese. I like having our – when family comes there, it's close to home. They can come watch, teachers, friends, whoever, you know, and I get to sleep in my own bed the night before the game. So that's good.
In your career at Eastern, is there a place that you've enjoyed playing at more than any other? You mentioned the Montana trip you enjoyed, but is there another place that you've enjoyed playing, whether it was in Hawaii or against a major team?
I think I like playing at Portland because my family comes up to watch. Mm-hmm.
So that's, how often does your family get over here to watch you play?
Not much because of the passes. They can't drive through the passes, and plane tickets are too expensive. So whenever they get a chance, like when big things happen, they'll come over to see, or when we go to Portland, they come see.
My guess is they'll be in Boise.
I don't know about that one yet. I hope so, at least my mom.
Unless you guys can go down there and win, that would be the end of the line there. Portland State, Coach talked about it a little bit ago, but you've got two completely opposite teams coming into town this weekend. So does either style, whether it's the slower game that Portland State plays or the hectic game Sac State plays, which do you prefer playing against?
I like the hectic game against Sac because Portland is just so slow. It slows us down, but we have to keep up the energy. We have to make them play to our level. But Sac, everybody's going fast. I like playing fast.
So probably the crowd will work into your favor as far as Portland State goes, because you mentioned needing to keep the energy in a slower pace. You're going to get the energy from those kids.
Yeah. I'm excited. It's going to be funny to watch them play with the kids there, because they play such a slow game with all the everything going on with the kids.
All right, so what are you majoring in, and what do you want to do with life after basketball, whenever that day is? Do you know what you want to do?
I'm double majoring in sociology and criminal justice, and after basketball at Eastern, I'll go play overseas.
As a young woman of color, what does today mean, Dr. Martin Luther King Day?
I wish it was more of a holiday, like, with businesses, because businesses are open, like, it's not a holiday. It kind of hurts, but it's today.
You were too young to see him, so, you know, personally. So do you watch videotapes? Do you study the messages?
In class, we watched videos, and he made his I Have a Dream speech on my birthday years before I was born. But I like that fact that I get to relate it to myself.
Capri, congratulations on an outstanding season, on getting that 1,000-point mark, on getting those 37 points, and most importantly, getting those wins. And we hope a bunch more are coming for you. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
Capri Morrow here with us. When we come back, we'll wrap things up from Barrel House Pub and Pizza in Cheney on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson of Gus Johnson Ford. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. We're one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle line, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
College basketball fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code BASKETBALL.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom, buckle
can we get
up.
Some ice cream?
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Eagle women in action Thursday, 11 a.m., Saturday at 2. Get out to Reese Court, support the Eagles, and you can still listen to the men's game. Eagle men against Portland State Thursday at 6:30, and then Sacramento State Saturday at 6:30, right here on the Eagle Sports Network. Thanks to all of our guests. For Steve Pry, I'm Larry Ware. This has been the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the EWU Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Barrel House Pub and Pizza. Also brought to you in part by The Swinging Doors, Pepsi, Numerica Credit Union, and by Gus Johnson Ford. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Eagles Sports Network.